This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. While spanning the globe of information, Google searches, furtive glances at TMZ and Perez Hilton, we've collected some of the most emailed, blogged, and read stories from the world of the internet. We tie them all together in a neat little package for you, which we call The Most. First up, Trish, you ready to roll in there?
I am ready to roll.
Editor Tricia McKinney.
Editor Tricia McKinney. With
what,
one of the most emailed stories on Yahoo News today, the headline, Santa warned ho, 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 offensive to women. But these are Australian Santas, so it's really hi, hi, hi. So this is
the editor of
Thank you very much.
Trish McKinney.
This is a story about Santas in Sydney, Australia, have been apparently told that the ho, ho, ho phrase could frighten children and even be derogatory to women. It's actually, I went to the Sydney paper where this all came from, and it's actually the Santas trained by one Santa recruiting firm named Westaff, that maybe this is not a good thing to do. And, you know, of course, Santas are now up in arms. And some of the department stores that have Santas are, you know, saying, hey, hey, you know, no, it's not true. We're going to let our Santas ho, ho, ho to the kids. And the Santa coordinator for the recruiting firm put out a statement saying, we ask our Santas to try techniques such as lowering their tone of voice and using ha, ha, ha to encourage children to come forward and meet Santa. So
not the same.
Yeah, not
the
same.
I just like that gave us an excuse to have you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
And you know why they don't like the H-O, and that's all I'm going to say.
Gotcha.
Oh, right, yeah. But, you know, there is a TV career for you. At a rural development, rural delivery.
Rural free TV?
Yeah,
RFD TV?
Yeah,
that's such an obscure inside Bryant Park Project reference. I don't even get it. Dan Pashman, what have you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I got two stories for you, both music related. First one off MSNBC.com most emailed, the world's first robot guitar. This thing has been 15 years of research in the making. It tunes itself.
Nice.
It's very exciting. The Gibson guitar is launching a limited edition Les Paul robot guitar next month. Then they're going to come out with a general sale one in a little while down the road. And, you know, it's kind of an enthusiastic and skeptical response. It tunes itself. There's also six non-standard tunings available at the push of a button. And I actually requested a review copy of one of these things.
I bet you did.
Yeah, so we got it yesterday. I don't know if I told you guys this. I went into the studio and I was just sort of noodling around with it. And I laid down some tracks here. Do we have a clip of that?
The Hendrix tuning works for, that's one of the six tunings.
Yeah.
You
works
are
really well.
Shredding.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. That's Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, really?
Really.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, but it does sound like a pretty cool thing. Non-standard tunings that were used on such hits like Honky Tonk Woman, Voodoo Child, as we're hearing now, by Hendrix, Led Zeppelin's Going to California. And the 4,000 limited edition guitars are going to go on sale December 7th at a price of $2,500. They're going to roll out a standard robot edition starting in January.
That's a lot of cash.
Next after that, then a limited edition keytar, the one that has a keyboard on one half of it and the guitar on the other. What happened to that? That was an awesome instrument.
El DeBarge has them all in his garage.
Who's Johnny? Just want to know who Johnny is.
Right.
Danimal, keeping on the music tip.
One more music one for you here. An interesting poll or study out that says that people who've been trained in music, who've had a postgraduate education involved in music, earn more money on average, which I think is kind of an interesting study. 83% of people earning $150,000 or more had a music education. Although I'd like to make an attempt to at least partially debunk this whole study. I mean, I understand, yes, people who have music education may make more money, but there's also a sort of chicken or the egg argument to be made here. People who are exposed to more music education tend to have had more money growing up on average, and people who have more money growing up tend to make more money when they get older. So I didn't see that point addressed here in the study.
The Pashman theory.
All right, yes.
All right, talking about people who have money, my most is from CNN.com, and it is about a giant white diamond that fetched $16 million at auction. It's 84.37 carats, which means it's about the size of a quail's egg. It is flawless, gentlemen. Flawless, they say. You know who bought it? It's interesting who bought it. The founder of Guess Jeans. So Guess Jeans owns this big old diamond. He said he thought about making a necklace because he realized it was too large for a ring, but jewelry designers have told him it could only be a bracelet.
It's a beautiful diamond.
It's ginormous.
I saw the The Hope Diamond, I think, was at the Smithsonian this summer. It's all right. We wait in this line for like 2 hours, right. And me and Addie get up there. Whatever. It's fine. Well, somebody who is going to have more trouble buying the Hope Diamond than he would have is Stephon Marbury from the New York Knickerbockers basketball team. He got fined $180,000 for taking an unannounced day off yesterday, or rather on Tuesday. The Knicks were playing in Phoenix. He decided he didn't want to show up for the game. He's been feuding with Knicks coach Isaiah Thomas. This guy at Marbury is an interesting character. He, at some turns, seems to be kind of a shady dude. You know, he says things that are maybe a little bit impolite and maybe does some things that are impolite with interns from the Knicks team. On the other hand, he like gives all this money away after Katrina, and he sells these shoes for, you know, $20 or something so that, you know, kids can afford them.
A complex person.
And this summer he showed up on a TV interview, like breakdancing and taking calls. He was the original taking a call from his wife during the press conference. Giuliani ripped him off with that anyway. So Stephon Marbury, though, is back with the Knicks. $180,000 more poor. Poorer? More poor? I don't know.
Matt Martinez, what is the most emailed story from NPR News,
the
our fine mothership?
The most emailed story is a new poll by the Pew Research Center that was that says that many African Americans no longer are seeing themselves as a single race, that there's this growing values gap within the black community. And it's basically saying that that nearly 40% of low-income black Americans say they have nothing in common with middle-income and poor blacks. It's a really an amazing study. It's number one. Juan Williams did the news analysis on it, number one at NPR.org. But the stuff that's inside the study, some additional questions inside the study, really fascinating. 67% of black men, 74% of black women think rap music is a bad influence on black America. A whole bunch of amazing things in this study, which is why it is the number one most emailed story at NPR.org. You should go check it out.
All right. Matt Martinez, Dan Pashman, Trisha McKinney.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you so much.
Ho, ho, ho.
For this edition of
ho,
The Most.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, rerun. Raj.